This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello. We are here to try to, and I say we, the collective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I, trying to make complex the complexity of the reality of the world that we live in today. Is kind of frustrating. Sometimes you can try to make things too simple, but I like to boil things down and get to the bottom line. Hopefully that makes it better for all of you and all of us to. This is a very complex world we live in. It's made more complex by a lot of misinformation, scant details about things. And so everyone said, I don't like to have too much detail because then you get into the weeds and that and people lose interest. But to have you understand things from a different perspective is also, I think, very important. So having said that, there's a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot. There's some misinformation. Maybe, Victoria, you agree with the me categorizing it as some regarding Michael Bloomberg and things that get taken out of context. We say this, or things that seem to take on a life of their own. With Bloomberg, the best people can do who don't like him is to refer to his trying to control people and their habits as for smoking and what you drink and that sort of thing. But I think it really hard-pressed to go to New York. If you are seeing some of these ads that are playing now for Bloomberg, the sort of people that are endorsing him, if that's the right word, are pretty much people from the street, not people that you would see or hear otherwise, but people that have experienced things while he was mayor of New York and what that brings to the table. So I do think, even as you've heard me say, I think he would make a very good president. Maybe that colors my point of view a little bit, like we're all colored by our own personal opinions. I do think, though, on an average, when you compare what he's done and how he's done it, he's created, he didn't come from wealth, he's created something that is very valuable on the economic front, the reality of how, frankly, the stock market works and how companies work. It's a very valuable tool. And the fact that he was able to do a lot of things in New York that other people hadn't done, yeah, can you find stuff? You can always find things that are distracting, no matter who you are or what you do. But I think all in all, when you look at what he's done, and if you really give it a fair shake, I believe he's way above the caliber of the other people that are running the Democratic circles. And whatever you think about Republicans, I'm just talking about now the Democratic focus on who's going to be the nominee to take on Trump. So having said that, how is he doing, Jennifer?
Well, he's finally starting to go out on the road, because his biggest issue, I think we'd all agree, is that he's very well known in New York and maybe along the East Coast, but people in the middle of the country in California aren't really aware of who Mike Bloomberg is. So he started out in California, made a few headlines, because he said the rest of the country should take note as to what's going on in California because you are a model. And I thought, oh gosh, California is a model. Watch
well, they
out
are,
the
but California is in so many ways. So yep. Many things have started in California that have been great for everyone.
Good and, I mean, good and bad.
No smoking in any public place. That started in California. So a lot of good things have come from California. I know you and I disagree on politics, but I do think overall that the rest of the country does look to California for a lot of things, especially environmental.
It's hard because most businesses, I think people are leaving California now in larger numbers than they're coming in. Our net migration loss, for the first time in decades, is happening now because it is very difficult for businesses.
But it's not because of the stuff that he's highlighting.
Well, I'm talking about, he's saying that California is a prime example. I'm telling you why he should be careful of that, especially with the voters he's trying to court, because many of them are leaving the state of California because it's too expensive to run a business and it's too expensive to live here. Half the homeless population in the country lives in California. People are sleeping on the streets, living and dying on the streets. There are a lot of things in California that the people that he needs to vote for him are going to say, wait a second, California doesn't look like they've got it all together. So in any case, he was here, and then he moved on to some Midwestern states, and this is where he's really going to need to focus, because I think most people in the Midwest don't seem to know much about Mayor Bloomberg. So he went to Illinois, Minnesota, and Ohio. And he went out into to factories. He's trying to go after, it seems, he's less concerned with Democrats, and he's more concerned with independents and Republicans who backed Trump in 2016, but maybe haven't felt the economic boost that many people have felt under President Trump. So they're hearing the economy's good, but maybe they're not feeling it. That seems to be his target. He did a one-day swing, went through all the states. He invited the press to go with them. The press had to pay their own way, basically, to fly along with Mike Bloomberg. That's a good thing. That's what they do when they fly with the president as well. He was asked all sorts of things about Elizabeth Warren, his competitor, whether he'd release women from non-disclosure agreements with his company, as Elizabeth Warren called for. He responded, she should worry about herself, and I'm worried about myself. He said, when people or organizations make an agreement, you can't just walk away from legal agreements, and for all I know, the other side wouldn't want to get out of that either. He also talked to a group of soybean farmers in Wells, Minnesota. And I thought this was interesting, too, and maybe a bit problematic. I'm eager to know what you think about this. His quote with them was, a computer terminal is the new pitchfork. We've seen, and he's talking about broadband access and, of course, retraining workers who are in industries that aren't going further. We've seen a lot of people, Joe Biden comes to mind, I think probably top of the list, who go to places like where he does very well in Pennsylvania, and he tells coal miners, we're going to get you retrained in writing code. Do you think that this is a way to reach farmers, Doug? I mean, I ask you innocently to try to say that they're going to retrain them with computer skills rather than give them supplies to do the farming.
Well, I think it depends on how you define farmers. That's a loose definition. Younger people who are using, if they can find it, the net neutrality thing has screwed farmers over, one of the Trump deals that has not worked well for the American farmer. And the younger farmers know that. I don't think there's a lot of support at all for younger or middle-aged farmers for Trump because of things like that. And they don't know, however, what their options are because they don't like most of the options that are presented by the Democrats because nobody's talking about what it is that's important not only to them but to the American food supply. The American public is getting the short end of the stick when it comes to good quality food and understanding what the future of food is and the family farm and farms in general in our country. I think using the tools that he has, if he's talking about his own stuff or in terms of whatever is available, not only for tools that you can get from using modern computers, but having access using iPhones and iPads and things that connect to the rest of the world, it's not very easy. If you're out in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska or Iowa or North Dakota or any of the big flyover states, they can't get access. There are a lot of them that are just plain dead now because they don't have access to any information because they can't get a hold of things on the net. They can't log on. They can't do any of that stuff. They don't have cell phone service anymore. I mean, it's really become a vast wasteland, and most people, again, on the two coasts, they don't know. They don't give a damn about what's going on in North Dakota. They don't know it. All they know is they go to the grocery store, and they can get a head of lettuce, and that's all they know. And that's a very big, that's a very dangerous position for us to be in. But it speaks to a lot of the other, frankly, ignorance that is a part of living in America today. People just kind of take things, and, you know, they don't really dig around or know more about the, not even the present, but the future. And I think the Bloomberg here is speaking to the future because farming is going to have to be, if we're going to be competitive on the world stage, they're going to have to bring net neutrality or they have to bring back service to farmers so that they can stay up on what the current things that they need to know are, whether it's servicing a tractor and they need to go online to do this, get the schematics of an older tractor or whatever it is. I mean, people don't think about that, but that's something that needs to be thought about. And these people in the current administration have wiped that out completely. So Yeah, I think he's got... He's
so he knows he has to be out there because he's having some problems with traction after jumping into the race. I'm looking at the national average right now, and this is the only place that Bloomberg actually shows up in the polling. So if you look at the national average on Real Clear Politics, Biden is handily ahead once again at 29.3. He's followed by Bernie Sanders, who's been surging upwards at 20.3. Elizabeth Warren has 14.8, Mayor Pete is 7.5, Bloomberg comes in fifth at 5.8. If you start drilling
in, he just got in.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying is that I'm not trying to pick sides here. I'm just saying, honestly, from a perspective, he's going to have to get some traction fast because, well, he just got in. People are voting in a month. And so he's got to start working and he's got to start drilling down into some of these states that are going to vote first because the quickest way to knock yourself out is to lose momentum at the very beginning. So Iowa, right now, Bernie Sanders is beating Mayor Pete. He's got 22% of the vote. Mayor Pete's got 21.7%.
We talked about this the other day. He started talking about ag issues and farm stuff. That's why
Biden's
he's getting
at
more
20.3. New Hampshire, Sanders is leading pretty handily, 22.7. He's up by 4 points over Biden. And then Biden has actually started to go on an upward trajectory again. Remember, Elizabeth Warren was winning in South Carolina. Bernie Sanders was winning in Nevada. Biden's up by 9 in Nevada now, and he's up by 18 in South Carolina over Elizabeth Warren, who is struggling now to get minority support. She was one of the candidates who had it at the beginning, and now she's losing it. So it'll be interesting to see again. Bloomberg did just get in, but he's got a quick sprint because people are going to start voting next month with early voting.
Hey, listen, he's no fool. He knows what the situation is.
Well, and I think he's also banking on an impeachment trial, too, which... You know, Nancy Pelosi might be hurting the campaign of Mayor Bloomberg without realizing it because she's holding up the articles of impeachment. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that's good. That's an update and a half, actually, on what's going on with Bloomberg and some of the other candidates. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In this hour starts with Halsey, who's embarking this summer on a North American tour, actually a leg of the Manic World Tour, supporting her upcoming third album called Manic. So is she manic? What do we know about this young lady? I don't know that much about her. She's
bipolar, if that counts as, which I guess half of is manic. Yeah, but I don't know. I think that she's kind of an artist. She does, I mean, obviously she sings, but she paints and she does a ton of different stuff. And I think this is maybe just a reference to having kind of manic energy. She's really, you know, kind of all over the place on the stage and excitable. And yeah, I don't know. I think this will be a fun tour, though.
Not something to hold. Is she good musically? I don't know. I know the name, but I don't know that much about her. She obviously is popular if she can set up a tour.
I think she's got a great voice.
This.
Yeah, I think she's got. I like her. Yeah, I think she's good.
She's a good storyteller. She write the music herself.
Yeah, I think that's the best part of this.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a huge range, but she has an interesting voice, and I think the stories are the interesting part of it.
Yeah, well, that's what makes this stuff. If you pay attention, you can figure out sometimes what the lyrics are, not of just contemporary music, but some of the old stuff. You don't really know. I mean, I can tell you a lot about any number of old hits, but can I tell you about the lyric lines? Not necessarily. So this
she's got
is
a lot of, she was homeless, and she's had a rough path to stardom, so I think she kind of writes a lot about where she's been. Her parents disowned her, and she's
really
been through
wow.
been through a lot.
How old is she?
20 something.
Young,
I don't know.
20s, yeah, probably around
early
the same 20s. Age as me,
yeah.
Or a little bit younger.
Well, she's got a 27-day tour, outdoor venues for the most part, starting June 2nd in the White River Amphitheater up in Seattle. It goes all the way into August to Irvine at the Five Point Amphitheater there. Along the way, she's performing at places like the Hollywood Bowl. She's at Mountain View on the Shoreline Amphitheater in California, in Queens at the Forest Hill Stadium. And in Morrison, Colorado at the Red Rocks. Wow, what a fabulous place that is. The acoustics there, unbelievable.
in the Red Rock Amphitheater. Churches and Omar Apollo are serving as the opening acts on that tour. All tickets purchased for the North American leg of this Manic World Tour, accompanied by a CD, a copy of this CD Manic, which is due out next week. So that's the story on Halsey for those of you who are followers of that fashion. Moving along now into the Ozzy Osbourne camp, Sharon, his wife, was she still married to him? I thought they were getting a divorce.
No, they're hanging in there.
Okay, okay. Anyway, she says that her husband Ozzy, working on a song with Elton John, the show that she does on TV, she's on that show, The Talk, on CBS. She laid out Ozzy's plans for the year. She said a lot of good things. Wellness, getting back with his band, doing what he loves, which is touring and being out there with his fans. And yes, there's new music, and it's great. He's got all his friends playing on it. He's doing a song with Elton. There's so much good stuff. Ozzy began the year last year with some serious health setbacks, forcing him to cancel 5 shows during the year and postpone the leg of his tour in Europe. But after collaborating with Post Malone on his album Hollywood's Bleeding, where Ozzy appears on the hit single Take What You Want, he was inspired to record his first new solo album in 10 years. It's called Ordinary Man. It was produced with Post Malone's frequent collaborator Andrew Watt, set for release in February with a couple of singles out already. Sharon didn't say whether Elton John collaboration will appear on Ordinary Man or is just a separate release. Confirmed guests, by the way, on the album include Guns N' Roses members Slash and Duff McKagan, as well as Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. That's right, 28 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, when President Trump made his first remarks since an Iranian missile strike on 2 bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, he said,
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
Today, cybersecurity experts say Iran is carrying out additional retaliatory strikes on the U.S. in the form of cyber attacks. Several U.S. state governments have reported hundreds of thousands of attempted hacks just in the past couple of days. The House will vote on a war powers resolution today aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent order to kill an Iranian military commander was provocative and a disproportionate military airstrike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Once again, faced with the dilemma, what do we talk about? The biggest dilemma is trying to figure out and sift through all the things that are going on and find things that will impact you or have meaning and last, if you will, in your mind, the things that we say, things that you think. Share with us, if you like, on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Is the way I connect with most people, or it's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Inside the minds of Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, we go with the latest on Tom Brady. Is this a sports story, human interest story? What do we think is going to happen to Tom Brady? Inquiring minds want to know, Victoria.
Well, he has kind of left people hanging. He made some cryptic statements on Saturday after the Patriots got knocked out of the postseason by the Tennessee Titans. He made some cryptic statements saying, you know, who knows what the future holds. And, you know, people really interpreted that as, is he really considering retiring? Is he considering going to another team? And so he has now issued his own statement on Instagram saying, I just want to thank all of our fans. After a few days of reflection, I'm so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you've shown me the past 2 decades. Running out of that tunnel every week is a feeling that's hard hard to explain. I wish every season ended with a win, but that's not the nature of sports or life. And he said, in both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. That's right where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. So basically, he has said he's not going anywhere, and he will still be on the Patriots. Now, there are rumors, because he will be a free agent next season. There are some rumors that other teams are trying to court him. I would not doubt that at all. I'm sure lots of teams would love to have Tom Brady, but I think that everything's probably going to get worked out between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And I think that's where
that
Brady
foolish.
Intends
gonna,
to stay.
They're going
to
sign him for two more years, and then he'll be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how that trades. Speaking
rumor
of...
has that they're going to try to get Gronk to come back for the last 2 years, and they're going to try to sign
they need to
Odell
let Gronk just go. Like, yeah. I think
but
we need to
Brady
stop
doesn't play
Gronk
as well
happen.
With him. I know, but they don't play as well without... He doesn't play as well without him, and that's what a lot of people are saying was his problem.
Gronk looks
this year,
pretty happy.
Yeah, but he might be happy if he gets $30 million a year and play for two more years with
make me happy.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Victoria, as long as we have you focused, not that you aren't always focused, but you're our expert on Puerto Rico, I think, when it comes to the situation there because of your connection to the rescue, the animal rescue, the animal rescue services down there. Still 3 million people without power there, those earthquakes. Do you have an update, any more information about the homes that have been destroyed and the people, there's a lot of serious disruption there.
Yeah, they actually say that the earthquakes have done more damage than the hurricanes did. And that's a big statement because the hurricanes really did so much damage to the island. And now they've actually, the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency in Puerto Rico. And this is in response to the most recent earthquakes. They say that we are concerned about potential impacts of this week's earthquakes on the lives of our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico. Across the Health and Human Services, we've worked closely with the territory's Health and Human Services authorities on disaster recovery. And basically he's saying they're going to try to do everything that they can. They've restored power to 550,000 homes so far. That's about 33% of customers across the island. 75% of homes are expected to have power by this weekend if everything goes according to plan. But, you know, again, there have been a lot of tremors and buildings collapsed, and it's definitely a mess. And a lot of people are sleeping outdoors because they're terrified to stay indoors. So a lot of the images that we've seen are people, entire families, sleeping in their front or backyards. They've pulled their mattresses and their beds outside because they're afraid if another tremor comes along while they're asleep, the building is going to crumble on them.
Yeah, remember, building codes there are not quite the same. The building codes of the Caribbean are pretty weak, pretty lax. And so a lot of the homes are just shacks there, as they are on other islands, whether it's Jamaica or you go down all the way to the Turks and Caicos. It's just they don't pay a lot of attention to shelter or to requirements. So, you know, while we're talking about disaster, anything on Australia other than what has surfaced about the number of arsonists who have ignited a lot of these fires, the information or misinformation that's coming out of Australia as to what's burning, what isn't burning, it certainly looks like a mess. And a lot of people are pledging support, a lot of actors, actresses, people that are well known have put their money where your mouth is, in terms of helping out or pledging down there. But the thing that is so distressing, we'd have that here, is that a lot of these fires were set. It's just, why would you do that to your country? Why would you do that? What is there that, unless you're completely mad, why would you want to do that? What would motivate somebody to do something like that? Good God. Oof. So.
A lot of sick people out there.
Yep. All right, you know what we... I was looking around and I thought to myself, there's something missing this week. And I had, you know, in my mind, because I've been doing this for so long, there are certain things that happen, certain times of the year, certain dates, certain things that each year we sort of wrap ourselves around. And I had forgotten that this week marks the 85th birthday of Elvis Presley.
And I don't know why I didn't.
85,
somebody's,
wow.
80, he would be 85 had he lived. He's been dead for longer than he was alive. He died at the age of 42 in August of 1977. He was born January 8th, 1935. And you look at the body of work. I was talking about this this fabulous portrait done on video of America's small towns and some of the roadways that were a part of the beginning of Americana. And one of the things they focused on was Elvis's birthplace in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's just a little shack. It's just they've fixed it up, or you know, they've sort of made it a museum, but it's just a little one-room shack, basically, where he was born. And then, you know, you think about what he did.
Where he died looks like a shack compared to what celebrities are doing with their money now. I mean, think about his house, Graceland. I mean, that wasn't
a big deal.
That big when you compare it to how celebrities live now.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the amount of money. But, you know, remember, Jennifer, his estate, his daughter and his wife, former wife, have made more money since he died than he ever made while he was alive. And that's one of the other things that's kind of strange, a little spooky about some of these people that have gone on in history. Michael Jackson's family making a lot more money now off of him and his image and what he'd done during his career than he made during his lifetime. The thing that I was taken back by, this this portrait of America in video brings you to not only the house where he was born, but the first few years of his life. On his eighth birthday, his mother brought him to a hardware store and bought him, as a birthday present, an $8 guitar. And that's how he learned how to play the guitar. And what brought him into what prominence he had, an $8 guitar. Imagine that and what it led to. And he had asked his mother for something else. I've forgotten what he had asked for, but that's not what he had. Mother thought he ought to have a guitar. So in front of the hardware store in Tupelo, and I think it may have been the original guitar that's sort of hanging there in front of the guitar. I hope it's his first guitar. So anyway, his first performance was in May of 1956. That was his first public performance, 7,000 people in Ellis Auditorium at the time. It was right outside of Memphis. And the first pictures you see of him as he performed, he's got this cowboy hat on as a teenager. He looks pretty silly. But, man, you think about what he did, how he impacted music and popular culture. It really, I mean, I think, was there anybody who had more of an impact at that time on pop culture? I don't think so. And even going forward, isn't Elvis still very influential when it comes to pop culture stuff? Or is he, how much?
He sexualized music, for sure. I mean, look at how sexual music is now. He's the one who did that. Everybody used to just stand there and play.
Yeah, right. He moved his hips, man. He was... I found him, when I was a kid, to be fascinating. The music, when I started as a disc jockey in 1965, a lot of his stuff was really very popular. And there was something about it that captured my attention. People who have known me well, one of my friends sent me a lot of stuff, which is posted on my Facebook page, The History of Elvis, basically, in pictures, facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. It was a very important part of my youth. Growing up, Elvis was very influential on me and what I did and what I thought, to the point of me wanting, I remember for a birthday, I wanted to have a leather jacket like Elvis had. And my mother said to me, if you ever have a haircut or you ever get a jacket like that, don't come home. So that was,
What was wrong with his hair?
The slick back hair, it was very much anti the the ministers and churches were preaching against Elvis and his style because of his hips, his hair, his jackets, all that stuff. I mean, in church, people, it's a ruination of young America. Looking back on it now, it's pretty funny. But back then, man, it was serious stuff, very serious stuff. Speaking of celebrity, I see that Fox is extending the Masked Singer to the point that Ellen is going to become the producer of a new spinoff. Why would they ask? Well, she's an NBC property. Why wouldn't they?
She does it on her daily show.
Is that where it started?
Well, no. The Masked Singer was on, and then she kind of made a spinoff on her own show called The Masked Dancer, where it kind of as a joke, she would have some celebrity or comedian or someone come on dressed up in a ridiculous outfit, and they would dance most of the time badly, and then they would have to guess who was dancing. And this seems like it's going to be harder to figure out than The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it actually goes, but I think it'll be kind of fun. Ellen has a way of making everything kind of, humorous and entertaining.
The ratings tied This Is Us as the top entertainment program.
With The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Right. I do know a lot of people who are watching it.
Oh,
so.
I'm obsessed. I love it. It's really so good.
So Nick Cannon is the host, right?
Yes.
And they have Jenny McCarthy and some other people who are on.
Robin Thicke is there.
Yep. So what's Ken Jeong's story? Why is he? I know I see him everywhere, but I don't know what's his original connection to celebrity.
He's been on a bunch of hit shows. He's been in the Hangover movies. He's been
He used to be a doctor, actually. He's a doctor at Kaiser Permanente.
Really?
Yeah, he actually is a medical doctor. Yeah. And then decided that he wanted to be a comedian and gave up being a doctor. And so it worked out. He's had a really successful career.
Yeah. Good. 46 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup. So you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. 53 past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something that is new, and they're intended to vaccine to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is that these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned. And perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past. You were successfully treated. It gets reactivated. And also, there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes, and the drugs are not sensitive to it. And that was the whole area we talked about earlier, about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated? Are we in danger of anything else like TB coming back? Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is
There's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets. And that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. well, it is what it is, but that smart toilet, that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that?
I would probably want to give my urine to the doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market. But whether you want
to be a pioneer in that area.
Right. Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell or platelet-rich plasma, we're talking about this off the
air. PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections or capsules and PLA the same?
This is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections, Doug, of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.